This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to the Middle East on Friday, landing in Turkey. Fears of the Israel-Hamas conflict spreading have grown after the targeted killing of Hamas's deputy chief in Lebanon on Tuesday, an attack Israel neither confirms nor denies it carries out. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports.
Israel had vowed to eliminate Hamas leaders after the October 7th attack and says its forces at its northern border with Lebanon are on high alert. President Joe Biden has come under heavy criticism for his strong support of Israel's right to defend itself after the attack, as more than 22,000 Palestinians have been reported as killed by Israel in Gaza since the war began. The State Department said protecting and helping civilians in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank will be at the top of the list at each one of Blinken stops on his tour. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Mourners gathered on Friday at the funeral of the victims killed in twin Islamic State bombings 2 days earlier in the Iranian city of Kerman. Families wept over rows of coffins wrapped in the Iranian flag. Nearly 100 people were killed at a memorial in Kerman on Wednesday for top commander Qasem Soleimani, who was assassinated in Iraq in 2020 by a U.S. drone. The Iraqi government is beginning the process to remove the U.S.-led international military coalition from the country, Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani's office said on Friday. It comes after an airstrike killed a militia leader in Baghdad. This is VOA News.